Everybody.
Hey!
It's the podcast.
How long am I going?
I was waiting for you to stop.
I'm done.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
And this is the podcast, episode 18.
18, old enough to vote.
Smoke.
And
buy pornography.
Yes, that's right. There's your trifecta. Wait, podcast just ran out the door. Anywho, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show. As you probably know, and if you don't know, we are a couple of soda jerks.
Now you know.
We have a website, thesodajerks.net. You probably know that. We review soda.
I do know that.
I know you do.
Yes.
And we review some soda. We do a little soda news at this point, this podcast last month.
At this point?
I don't know why I said
that. All right, here's the
news. No. The time-space continuum.
Sorry. Soda.
So if you like soda, if you don't like soda, you just like listening to us talk, keep on listening.
Yes, and
I'm feeling very random.
And now, the show. Hey, there's some sodas.
Hey, there's sodas. Let's unzip them from our koozies.
All right. These are official Soda Jerks koozies. Yes. At the end of the program, we will remind you how you can get one.
Well, unless somebody already has one.
That's impossible. I don't know what you mean.
Why are you wearing the same shirt from last week?
Oh, I don't know. Why are you wearing the same shirt from last week?
I really like this shirt.
This one's nice and comfy. And the Phillies are now 13.
I saw a Phillies shirt when I was at Disneyland that you would have loved.
Why'd you see a Phillies shirt in Disneyland?
I don't know, because planes exist? Maybe that's why.
That's silly.
Anyway, he was wearing a Phillies shirt.
Oh, you saw a dude wearing... Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like in a store.
No.
See, now it doesn't seem stupid, does it?
Kind of.
By the way, everyone that's watching knows that we're going to drink, but
yeah, we're gonna,
people that listen,
we're
going
to drink Dad's root beer. But anyway.
moving on to more important
non-soda
things.
Just had the IL.
I'm totally ordering one of those. Ill.
Yeah, ill.
Right. Because Philly's ill.
You know what upset
me? Shout out to everyone in Philly!
I also saw a Mickey Mouse.
I only know like one person.
With a collegiately themed Longhorn Mickey Mouse.
Ooh, yuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I vomited gross. A lot.
Wow. Anyway,
yes.
That's great.
Anyway, we got some Dad's old-fashioned root beer.
Yep. Now...
Since 1937.
Yep. Hey, it's Orca Beverage.
Hey, this means the bottle label will probably smear off on our hands, but maybe
so
not.
Far,
I'm
going to
try
so far,
really
good.
Hard.
I'm not. I'm trying gently. Anything?
Not really.
Good.
I actually scratched off some of it. But,
oh, well, that's your fault.
Manufacturer of nostalgic and gourmet glass bottle sodas. Yeah. We've already been to OrcaBeverage.com. That's probably like five episodes ago. It was produced under the...
Maybe. Just listen to them all again and find out.
I'm going to read the instructions. Not all the right. instructions. But the...
open bottle. Consume.
But
do not consume bottle.
Ingredients. Yes. Carbonated water. Cane sugar. Because
okay.
It's Dad's.
It is.
Caramel or caramel color. Sodium benzoate.
Boo.
A preservative. citric acid. Natural and artificial flavors. If you are in Connecticut, Delaware, Iowa...
You don't need to read that.
Massachusetts, Maine, New York, Hawaii, Oregon, or Vermont. 5 cents.
All right. That's super Michigan, happy belated.
Michigan, 10 cents.
All right.
And upend it?
No.
I upend everything.
I know. you have had Dad's.
No, I haven't.
Really?
Really.
Good. I have had Dad's. And I am super curious as to what you think of this. Okay.
It smells delicious. It smells...
Okay, here, to me, it smells like someone chewed cinnamon gum and then spit it out and put it on the table.
To me, this smells like a spicy root beer.
Oh. Okay, when you say spicy, do you mean like...
like a lot of sarsaparilla root.
Like you'll taste different spices, or it's hot and spicy?
No, like you'll taste different spices.
Okay. You will.
Your face reminded me of like a Ren and Stimpy character just
great.
Then. That was
That's
weird.
Awesome.
The exaggerated pursed lips.
People at home already know how I feel about that third beer.
Do they?
They can probably guess.
Yeah, Mike probably doesn't like it.
Yeah, not a fan.
Here we go.
But anyways, let's drink some. All right, listen.
That's weird.
It is. It's very unusual. To me, it's like someone was chewing dentine and spit in a bottle, and then after the bottle was filled, put a cap on top and then slapped a label on it that said Dad's.
I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
This might be our biggest disagreement ever.
It's too... There's too many things going on. It is just a bombardment of weird varieties.
It's not
of
bombarding my...
It's like, just there's, like a, weird, there's some licorice weird, in weird, weird, weird.
There's some licorice in there.
There's everything in this. Everything is in Dad. Dad's
room. That was the closest I've ever got to spitting root beer all over this room.
I almost broke my tooth.
It's tooth-breakingly funny.
It's weird. It's like dentine. I'm drinking dentine. And then...
This is not like dentine.
Someone drank dentine and then brushed their teeth with Close-Up and then spit in the bottle.
This tastes like mint toothpaste and gum to you?
Close-Up is cinnamon toothpaste. You don't remember the red box of Close-Up? What do you get? AIM?
I get that the root beer is not as the root beer flavor is not as prevalent as it would be in normal root beers.
I'll be honest.
Be honest?
I said I will be honest.
Okay.
I've had two of these. That's a lie. I've had three of these already. Wait, that's impossible.
For someone who complains
about it, I've at least had
it,
two already.
Okay. Does this count as the second one or
this
third?
Is three. I couldn't finish. I had to dump them out. It makes me sick.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
I can tell.
I have no problem with
Maybe
this.
Maybe we should both think about this.
It's going to be different, obviously.
I'm aware of that. So, here's our last news segment ever.
Yeah. I'm going to punch him in the face.
This is it. Throwdown. You wanted it. You want the best. Here's something.
The news! It's time for the news, everybody!
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I don't know the stories. I don't even know if I said that last time.
No, you didn't.
Oh, the streak is broken.
That's because the first story you knew and I scolded.
I didn't actually know it.
Well, you acted like you did. Obviously, I still have an issue with it.
Uh-huh.
Reed's.
Yay!
Is expanding. Like they
They're buying Walmart.
Like they do every week. Let's see. Reed's is... going into Harris Teeter.
What?
Harris Teeter.
What is that?
It's a grocery store. You never heard of Harris Teeter?
No.
Really?
Every time you say it, I still don't believe that it exists.
Harris Teeter is a food market chain operating in 8 southern states.
That sounds like a
Which water. I will now list off to you. North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia.
Like a helicopter.
Georgia. Tennessee, Florida, Maryland, and Delaware. All of you, throw your hands up. Remove your shirt. And spin it around your head as to create the motion of helicopter blades above you.
Harris Teeter to me sounds like a wand maker in a Harry Potter story.
That's... Harry, we need to get you a wand.
We have to go to the Harris... We have to go see Harris Teeter. He makes the best wands in Hogwarts.
Professor Harris Teeter.
Who is the bad guy for this book? Because the new character is always the bad guy.
It's Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter. Way to be here for a book.
When you hear the name Harris Teeter, do you think of another grocery store chain by any chance?
Tom Thumb?
Okay. Silly, right?
Yeah.
Harris Teeter is an upscale, cutting-edge retailer that is a great fit for our brands, according to Christopher Reed. I'm not going to disagree with Christopher Reed.
Right.
But Harris Teeter, you gotta change your name. So
it's obviously not working for them.
So when I lived in North Carolina, this was one of my choices of grocery store shopping.
Okay.
I did not choose this one. I chose one called Lowe's, kind of like the home improvement chain, except it wasn't. It was groceries.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason I chose them is because they had S&H green stamps.
I have no idea what that is.
All right. So, back home in Pennsylvania, we had...
Wow, the MacBook is closed.
At our local grocery store, which was Wise or Weiss, depending on where you're from, when you bought stuff at the grocery store, based on how much stuff you got, you would get something called S&H green stamps. And so they would have this little machine. So let's say you spend like $53 in groceries, which back then would be the equivalent of $18,000 worth of groceries.
Right.
So you go to the thing, there's like a little dial that the cashier has, and they hit 50 and they do the dial kind of like a rotary phone, and then some stamps come out. So you put the stamps in a green stamp book. Once you have like books filled, you can go to a green stamp store and purchase things with the green stamp books.
Like groceries or
no, like stuff. Like I bought a tennis racket that way.
Really?
Yeah.
How many green stamps did the tennis racket cost? I don't remember that.
This was in like early high school or middle school.
That's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like
so Coke, now it's obviously
it's like Coke points.
Sure. Now it's not stamps. It's you got a card and you can go online.
That's
and
sad.
They'll send stuff. Yeah, it is, but. We live in the future.
Diamond Shamrock used to have something like that,
so,
except you had to buy gas.
I went to Lowe's
okay.
just for green stamps, and I never used any of the green stamps. That was from CBS Market Watch. So anyways, good for you, Reeds, for expanding.
For expanding even more into our hearts.
Mountain Dew has one of those things where you get to pick your beverage. Your whatever.
Are they going to get rid of one? I really enjoy these, by the way, when they do this.
Yeah, I do too. Here are your choices.
I've never participated in one.
Neither have I. Here are the choices. We have Typhoon, Distortion, and Whiteout.
Wait. Scroll up. So, let me see the pictures. Typhoon looks like Code Red.
Yes.
Distortion looks like Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Whiteout looks like Whitening Scope.
Okay. I was going to say Sprite.
It's
probably is white, though.
It's
white. Kind of hard to tell if it's white or clear
because
the
weird.
Background is white.
I think if that was clear, if that were clear, it wouldn't look like that.
So, okay, Distortion is blasted with lime. That's the one that looks like Mountain Dew.
Ah, that actually sounds... Lime Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Ah, I love lime.
I didn't know you had such a thing for
I
lime.
I do. I really like lime.
Well, hold on. There's Typhoon, which has tropical
it's
flavors.
Also lime. So it's like Tropic Punch Mountain Dew.
Yep. Mountain Dew Whiteout is infused with a smooth citrus taste. All of these are hitting shelves nationwide this month. We need to be on the lookout.
That should be a podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Not one drink review,
all three
of them.
And then we'll vote and we'll make the decision instead of the country. Because we know more than you.
And we have that kind
of
power.
Than all of you.
Really, they're just putting them out there so we can buy them and make the decision for them.
So you have till June 14th to vote.
Or until we say what we like best.
whatever we decide. And then the winning flavor will become an official soft drink on Labor Day 2010, a.k.a. Soda Day.
To bring up D. Hunt once again.
Yes.
Last time he did this, his flavor lost.
Ooh.
He's very disappointed, and
well,
he still has an unopened bottle of that flavor in his
wow,
refrigerator.
Wow, in case of emergency.
Yeah.
What flavor was it? Do you remember?
I think he liked the like mixed berry one.
Okay.
It was purple. He liked purple, and I think they chose blue.
Oh, okay. Just looking at the flavor descriptions, I think I would go with the white out. I like lime, too, but smooth citrus flavor. I think it's because I'm thinking of white Powerade.
Well, next
which
time...
Which is like cherry.
Does it say they're coming out on shelves like really soon?
I think it said this month. All hitting shelves nationwide this month.
Well...
They may exist.
Well, if we can...
Somewhere.
If we can, let us make our next podcast this.
If we can find it, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then the one that will get... Should we review all... we'll figure it out later.
We'll do it. Do it. Yeah. So that was from Flash News.
Way to go, Flash News.
That sounds like... That reminds me of the News Flash from Sesame Street.
Hey, old Kirby Frog here.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Mom and Pop.
Hey, Mom and Pop, we're drinking Dad's root beer.
This is, yeah, it makes sense. This is your homemade soda of the week.
Okay, because we have one every week.
They're Anton Nocito has a dream to open a classic soda fountain in New York City. He's starting small by making homemade soda. Last July, he took to experimenting at home with artisanal syrups. Peach chamomile, cherry verbena, ginger, and lime, to which he added some carbonated water for summertime sipping. Once he felt his formulas measured up, he brought them to Greenpoint, Brooklyn, where all sodas go, I guess, for the weekly food market. So began P&H Soda and Syrup, Inc. The name came from his wife, the graphic designer Erica Rothschild.
The Erica Rothschild?
Yeah, that one. Whose line of food-inspired screen-printed greeting cards is called Pumpkin and Honey Bunny, a reference to the diner-robbing couple in the first last scene of Pulp Fiction.
Huh.
Fun fact.
Woody.
Yeah. So, I hope he succeeds in making a classic soda fountain.
I do too.
Because that sounds fantastic. There need to be more classic soda fountains.
Moving on!
Okay, so the next two stories are very related.
Okay.
And
in fact, it's one story divided into two pages.
Normally, if I see the same story, I will pick one and ignore the other because
as
we don't need to hear the same thing
you
twice.
You don't.
So I saw a story.
Hence the reason we don't go over soda tax.
Yes, I saw a story. And I saw what I believed to be a duplicate of the same story, but it wasn't.
Okay.
Okay, first of all,
it doesn't sound interesting at all yet, so go for it.
Let me ask you, what is your favorite flavor of milk?
Is there a cat?
I believe that's a... Pause and listen to the cat. No, that's a child.
That's a child, okay. I thought there was a cat. My favorite flavor of milk?
Yes.
Like chocolate, vanilla, chocolate regular?
Sure, yes.
I like regular milk.
Okay.
I prefer whole or 2%.
If you could have your own flavor of milk, what would it be?
What? milk comes in like three flavors.
What if there was a fourth?
I don't... The only
Here are the flavors I have heard of. Chocolate, strawberry, banana.
Yes. Strawberry, banana, gross.
Yes.
Chocolate.
I guess there's also vanilla.
Chocolate, good.
Chocolate milk is good. I had a craving for it the other night and it went away.
If I had to choose...
If you had to make another flavor of milk.
If I had to make another flavor?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Could you do it?
I don't know that I could.
Well, don't worry.
What?
Because someone has.
What is it?
Root beer.
I was almost going to say root beer.
Well, your dream has almost come true.
I didn't say it was my dream.
Yes, I know you've been talking about this for years. From LA Weekly's Squid Ink. Hildebrand Farms Dairy, a small family-owned operation outside Junction City, Kansas, makes something called root beer milk. Imagine a cold glass of the richest, sweetest chocolate milk you've ever had in your life, except flavored with root beer instead of Hershey's syrup.
I really think the combination of the two would be better.
With so chocolate, add chocolate too?
Root beer milk.
That's hardcore. It's like a perfect root beer float without the crunchy floaty bits, which I believe is called ice cream. I have a half gallon of the stuff in a glass bottle on my desk at the moment. So I thought, oh, that's unique. By the way, that was in LA, so you could have got some of that for us.
By the way, speaking of
what?
Speaking of LA news.
Yes.
Never hard hitting. Being there, the LA news, like they're all their stories, there's nothing going wrong there. It's like, here's all a puppy.
You
here's
know,
a kid.
Here's I grew up this. Where it was like, dude hit by a combine. Like, that was our news.
Yeah, they didn't have that. It's like there's no crime
not
in LA
combines.
Based on the news. Anyway.
Meanwhile. What?
I can't think. Oh, this reminds me of the A&W float in a bottle. Hey. By the way, that will be next week's throwback review.
Oh, okay. To coincide.
No.
No. Oh, it's just, wait.
Every Thursday now.
Is it next week's, or is it already up?
It might already be up.
Okay. Would that coincide with another review that may already be up?
That's not up.
All right. I know.
Wait. Oh, right.
No.
Mom, what are you doing here?
What?
My name is Calvin Klein.
Okay, anyway, this one's from KVAL-CBS 13 in Eugene, Oregon.
I hate going to the future.
Umquaderi sent... I'm sorry, this is from Umquaderi in Oregon, Springfield, I guess. And they have made, believe it or not, root beer flavored milk.
Okay.
This is two
root beer flavored
different
milk.
Companies making root beer flavored milk.
I think the Soda Jerk should make root beer flavored milk.
I think someone should do that and bring it here. We could make root beer flavored milk. You get root beer flavored syrup and milk and then mix the two. Now, would you get the syrup that you would put on ice cream, or would you get the root beer flavoring bottled stuff that you would
ice
get
cream.
In the baker's section?
Ice
the
cream.
The syrup? Yeah, I guess that's
because that's what you would put in a malt.
Sure,
in a
shake.
Continue.
That's about it. I'm just shocked by this. Of course, the story from Oregon is parents are disgusted because of the extra sugar in the root beer flavored milk.
Okay.
At least.
I'd try it.
I would too.
Is it carbonated at all?
No, it's milk.
Carbonated milk. I think
that'd be a great idea. Coke, wink. Why don't you send us some bottles if you ever did that? Wink. In all four flavors. That root beer is horrible. It makes me nauseous. It's like drinking someone's spit out gum. Do not buy.
Do not buy. Wow.
Do not.
This
buy
has the same. Would you rank?
Would you, I wasted money on
I know.
This.
But would do you have another one?
No.
Oh, okay. Would you rank Surge
to.
Do not buy? Because I know it made you sick.
Well, this doesn't make me sick in reality, like, bleh, sick, but Surge made me throw up. But
right.
This...
I'm just
makes,
asking,
this is
would
like,
you rank Surge, do not buy?
No.
If you and... There's some vanilla in this, too. If you and I met... Okay.
what? Nothing.
Okay. Tell me off camera and off mic. Anyway, Dad's root beer, I don't have the same disgust for it that Mike does.
If, okay, you said
wait,
it.
Do you like Pepto-Bismol?
This is what this tastes like.
Do you like Pepto-Bismol?
No.
I do.
This tastes like Pepto-Bismol. That's exactly what it is. Dad's root beer is Pepto-Bismol. That's what it tastes like.
Maybe that's
that
why.
That is what it tastes like. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Maybe that's why I like it. I don't like it a lot. I'm saying, listen to me. I'm saying buy a bottle.
Make me.
Buy a bottle. This is not a great root beer or a good root beer. This is a root beer. It has kind of a weird minty vanilla licorice-y flavor. It tastes like Pepto-Bismol a little bit.
And apparently so many people like it. It's been around for 73 years. 1937.
It does. It tastes like Pepto-Bismol. It tastes like root beer-flavored Pepto-Bismol.
This is unbelievable.
I'm glad I could at least tell you what it tastes like.
I am, too. I was about to say it tasted like someone took a pine freshener and put it in some carbonated water.
Would you like me to review this for the site?
Depending on what review you would like our site representing Dad's root beer.
Well, we'll go with mine in this case. Because I really don't think this deserves a do not buy. I think
this is the second thing that we vary extremely on.
Yeah. I don't think it deserves a do not buy just because...
I know that.
There's some things that you drink that
this
react badly to like one or two people. And obviously this has been around for 73 years. I think you're just one of those people that react badly
to it. I can't
believe
that this tastes like carbonated Pepto-Bismol. That makes me more nauseous. I feel gross now.
Well, good thing we have a keg of Virgil's root beer in the refrigerator.
Which I may just break open and stick my face in.
He's right. It does taste like Pepto-Bismol.
He's right. He would put his face in it.
It does taste like Pepto-Bismol. It also tastes like a little bit of root beer. Buy a bottle.
Buy a bottle.
I say buy a bottle. I would drink. I mean, I would drink this again. I wouldn't buy it.
All right.
Because great. I've had it.
Yes, you have.
And as you read in the Sunkissed.
I've had it.
And the Sunkissed float from a few days ago. I would buy... I would never buy that again, but I still suggest people should buy it.
I know.
Even if I don't buy something, they should still buy it.
Right.
At least once. Try stuff. Try new stuff, people. Get out of here. What my mom always said was find your comfort zone and get out of it.
All right. My mom said that, too.
Did she?
And I never got out of it.
Yeah.
But it's not bad
advice. My life's a rut. It's not.
Rats. All right, I'm at the point where I'm playing with two bottle caps here and making a sandwich out of them.
So it's probably time to end the show.
Probably time to end the show.
Okay, you can do all the social networking stuff. I'm going to sit back here
and
take a little nap.
All right, enjoy that. If you would like to be our friend in a digital means, you can do so. Just go to Facebook.com, Twitter.com, or if you want to see us and be our friend in digital means, go to YouTube.com/TheSodaJerks on all three of those, and you can be our friend. Right now we have over... No, that's not true. We have 100 friends on Facebook.
Maybe.
So you should put us over the limit.
We have 100, maybe a little more.
Maybe
a little
more. Go over there and push us over the limit.
I checked, we had 100.
Yes, which was a while ago.
Potentially.
Maybe a week ago.
Maybe.
If you enjoyed our show and would like to make sure that you never, ever, ever miss an episode or have to wait 2 seconds too long to download it, please subscribe to our show on iTunes and or the Zune Marketplace.
Can I do the rant this time?
Yes.
Listen, people, if you listen to us, or if you just download us from iTunes one episode at a time, if you just go to the website and stream us there, please go to iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, and subscribe. Your subscriptions will help us greatly. Subscribe to us. Leave comments. Leave ratings. Rate, comment, and subscribe. Rate, comment, and subscribe. We're trying to grow the site. We do this for free and for fun, and we will always continue to do so until we are dead or something more important happens. But it's soda. What's more important? So please, do your American, British, Canadian, Brazilian, Swedish, German
enough
duties and subscribe, rate, and comment. Thank you.
Moving along, if you would like to get in contact with us via email...
When's that going to catch on?
I don't know. Anyways, it's either Mike...
Aaron...
Or Twist, our Iguana Secretary, at... Actually, it's just Twist. You don't have to type out our Iguana Secretary, at thesodajerks.net.
You always make the emails way too complicated.
Twist, our Iguana Secretary, just Twist. You don't have to type out our Iguana Secretary, at thesodajerks.net. That's not a complicated email.
Okay, just whatever.
It's twist at thesodajerks.net. I feel like I'm missing one. If you want to stream us online,
we
you
gave
can
up
do
on
so at zoom.net. Yeah, that's their fault. If you'd like to stream us online, zoom.net/nothing. It's go to zoom.net and type in the Soda Jerks, and you'll find
you'll
us.
Find, you'll find the podcast.
Yes, you can listen to it online via the internet. I feel like we're missing something.
Merchandise.
Merchandise is available
on the website.
If you want to
buy some merchandise, go to the website, click on the merchandise tab.
That's about it. One more. I guess that's it. Are we done?
I think that's it.
One last thing. If you would like to win a koozie, as we said last week, this may be your last chance to do so. We may already have a winner, and you don't know it yet. If you'd like to win one of these koozies, which for you folks listening is... black with a orange Soda Jerks logo and the SodaJerks.net written on it.
It's for bottles.
Yes, it's for bottles. Right now,
it's got a cool zipper on the back.
It does have a cool zipper.
And it's like your bottle is stripping for you.
Yes, and it will keep your drink cool or warm. Probably cool is what you would prefer.
Cool.
These are exclusive to us right now.
Yep.
You cannot buy them.
No, you cannot find these anywhere but in contests.
Right, or in our homes. If you would like one, we have a little contest. We have a seem to be having a difficult time coming up with a good catchphrase to end the program with.
Right.
So if you can think of one that's better than keep popping, which is what we're dealing with right now, and
sad.
We choose to use it, we will send this to you.
You'll get a koozie.
Free of charge.
Yeah.
And you'll... That was high.
Yeah! We'll send you this... We'll send you this real nice koozie.
Okay. That's creepy.
Sorry.
So until next time, I believe we're done.
All right.
Yes.
So keep popping.
Yes, keep popping.
I really hope someone thinks of something better.
That's horrible.